streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
The Volume.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I like betting on FanDuel Sportsbook because they have great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions, and it's America's number one sportsbook. It's also easy to use, it's safe and secure, and you can get your winnings fast in as little as 2 hours. Also, it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay, and you can discover the most popular same-game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JNJ so they know I sent you. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, in permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP.
Thank you.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, February 21st, and we are coming at you in a timely manner on behalf of our producer, Jackson Saffon, who held up his night with his homies to hang out with the Jenkins and Jones boys.
You are the youngest by like 10 years talking about, I want to do this in a timely manner, guys.
Do you know what hour it is right now?
No, okay, I get you.
I just think it's hilarious that the dynamic of the show is there's three dudes in their fucking late 40s and then a like school mom guy in his mid 20s who's like responsible for trying to
corral us into a job. We're the least responsible people on this fucking shit, bro.
It's supposed to be the other way around, Jackson. Right, right.
This is not tenable, bro.
Untenable.
That is a 68-year-old.
It's untenable.
Untenable. God.
It's All-Star Weekend. We just finished watching the game. We're very excited to talk about all the different shits from the game. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Jethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas? And I am smacked right now and dead set on ruining this fucking podcast tonight. I am set on
not if I beat you to it.
I am...
Everybody's fucked up now.
Tyler smacked too. We double smacked. You know what I mean?
Before the episode started, I had to negotiate with John's wife what he's going to do in return for waking up their baby tonight by being an asshole on the podcast. So.
I said, I'm not going to be loud. And they looked at me like,
I said, put her on the mic right now so we could talk about it. So he's doing 2 weeks of baby laundry in exchange for this hour of enjoyment you're about to get.
Bro, y'all owe me, G. Baby laundry be whooping my ass, dog. Them fucking baby socks. How am I supposed to be responsible enough to handle that shit?
Baby laundry is like trying to sweep sand off of something, bro. It's like you do one load of laundry and it's 7,000 items in the
bathing after the beach. It's like 3 days later you're finding sand in crevices.
Yeah, how you is there me? More sand in my ass crack right, right, a week right. after we came home from the beach?
Golly.
Okay, that was...
I'll say this, beach overrated experience. Am I lying? You have to clean up afterwards. And at least in L.A., if you're going to Florida, the beaches are so nice. You get in the water. That helps with the cleanup.
The Atlantic Ocean Florida is fucking disgusting compared to the Pacific Ocean, bro.
I'm talking about the Gulf. Florida, I'm talking about the Gulf, baby.
I think any shared aquatic space is overrated. Like, you know, fucking beaches, pools, hot tubs, okay. or whatever, because you're all just stewing in each other's crotches, juices, and ammo. You know what I'm saying? So like
pools are damn near be illegal.
Yeah,
the fact that they let us swim in the same juices as other humans.
Well, they have
you
to put
I mean?
Acid in there. They're like, you it's guys can all get hell. In here together, but we have to pour a certain amount of acid in.
Right, chlorine. We shouldn't be able to swim in chlorine to keep a fucking... Because everybody's sweating and nasty jumping in that bitch. That shit should be illegal. Right. Right. I used to pee in that motherfucker. I'm going to get on here and tell the truth tonight because I'm high.
The lifeguard told me when I was 8, if you pee in the pool, the water's going to turn green. And I looked him dead in his eyes and I said, no, it didn't.
Okay.
Didn't.
Tyler.
No, not no, it won't.
Got him.
No, it won't.
Got him.
He said, no, it didn't.
Got him. Tyler, you ain't never peeing in the pool.
All the time, of course.
Okay, yeah. Right. It's not the same as peeing in the shower. You know what I mean? Very different. Even though I've done that a couple times too.
All right, let's talk about the All-Star game. We just finished watching a great game from Steph Curry, but LeBron hit the game winner. It was so fun, man. Steph made 16 threes. That's fucking preposterous, bro.
Ball the fuck out. And I love Steph winning All-Star Game MVP because it's like when you saw him come out during the introductions and he was just soaking in the booth. He's like, yes, I love this. Thank you. And then during the game, he was hitting those threes and just like looking to the crowd after it. Looking to the crowd before that shit even dropped. Like, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just love it. It was just a reminder of how fun sports they can be if we're just not fucking being ridiculous and stupid and, you know.
If it's not real
right,
hate.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I knew I as soon as, I as, think soon as should... they booed him, you knew he was going to have a game like
right,
that.
Right. Go nuclear. I think they should make like a museum exhibit of Steph looking away from the basket as the ball goes in the basket. I would pay top dollar to go to one. I think that's it's beautiful. But like when he goes nuclear, G, there's nobody funner. Has there ever been anybody funnier that you watch when they've gone nuclear? Like even LeBron. LeBron was just like amazed, right? But you see, like even the players are having fun. Like they're in like they look like us watching them when they're watching Steph do Steph shit. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
It makes complete sense because it's more fun because you can imagine yourself in that moment. In a way you couldn't with Bron. Right? Like Bron's moments consist of him fucking driving to the cup and dunking on three fucking 6'9" dudes. And we can't do that. Right?
That's superhero shit. We see that on television.
Right, right.
You know
and
what I mean?
Steph's moments consist of him just fucking putting up a ridiculous shot, fading away on like two defenders. And we can see ourselves doing that. You know what I'm saying? So
we could see ourselves trying.
Trying, yes. Trying that.
We could even see ourselves trying what Bron did. So there's a difference. That makes sense.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Definitely.
I just think it's so fun. The All-Star Game is just one of my favorite events in sports, even if you like factoring in everything that happens in sports, because those dudes have so much fucking fun playing basketball together. And it's so like watching Giannis realize, okay, I came here and I was kind of thinking maybe this will be a statement game where I win MVP. And watching him realize, oh, Steph's going crazy. And there was one point where he had a dunk and he turned around and gave it back to Steph. Like, that's so fun to see dudes of that caliber just having fucking fun together like that.
And you see how excited Giannis gets when he's around Steph? Like, he's not in the NBA. You know what I mean? There was someone like, Giannis is always around Steph an entire weekend. Yeah. And there's like 78 pictures of Giannis right behind Steph. And
before Giannis signed that extension, I was shook that Giannis would have wanted to go to Golden State. Because shit would, bro, lock up the next five seasons if that would have happened.
Oh, my God, G.
I also think the All-Star Game, everyone can remember what it was like to be a kid loving basketball, watching when you see just the fucking freaks of nature on that floor. And I got to enjoy Vincent realizing that Bron and Steph and Giannis were on the same team. And it was like he played NBA Jam for the first time. You know what I mean? He was like, Bron and Steph and Giannis?
When does this happen? Like, there's no way it's going
to
happen,
which is,
right?
It never occurred to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? In that way that it was like, they're all on the same team?
He really realized what the All-Star Game was. He feel like, you know what I mean?
It's cool, man. It's just fucking fun. And then Bron calling for the ball. He was like, Steph got a chance to win it, and he bricked it. He got to the elbow. He called for the ball. He licked his fucking fingers.
COVID violation. COVID violation. Oh, Jesus Christ, Bron. Yeah. He already beat it twice. Yeah. He's had every strain, G. You know what I mean?
That would have been cool as fuck in 2017, but dog.
Right. You had to beat COVID three times already, G. Relax, man, fucker. You know what I mean? Licking your fingers? What the fuck? You think this is 2019-ish? Shit. That is not
It was
cool.
A relic of a bygone era. The finger lick.
Right before the game winner, the whole everybody like
the whole crowd gasped, like, oh my God.
What'd you guys think of the halftime presentation, getting all the dudes on the stage and shit?
I thought it was as perfect as that ceremony could have gone. I think the NBA does a really good job of giving flowers to their guys where they can smell them. I think that no matter how you feel about NBA coverage, whatever the fuck, the way that the NBA kind of, you know, exalts
Tyler's
their legends.
So smacked, I'm smacked. I can't get off.
The way
Tyler is fucking cooked right now. That motherfucker sound like he underwater, G. God damn. Dude, he's talking through water bubbles. Come on, man. We got
it. Yes. Let's go. I was saying, the way that the NBA, like, exhausts their living legends is commendable. I was going to leave it at that.
I felt
like that shit was long, G. I was high as fuck. I'm like, man, this is a lot of half. I felt like the halftime show was as long as a half. It shouldn't be that long. I love giving people flowers and all that shit, too. Also, one other thing, Shaq, stop it, baby. You got to stop it. You nasty. You look real nasty with that little tongue wag. It got you. See the way
that's Q Dog shit though, man.
That ain't no Q Dog shit. I see my dad. They stick their tongue out. This motherfucker look like he. You ain't see this? That shit, bro. That shit, bro. I can smell that. Stop it, Shaq.
We also got the moment of Ray Allen walking up the steps, dapping up Braun with Tyler mentioned it. They took that dap out of the fucking safe deposit box, the fucking bank, and then just goes right past KG. And KG sucked his lips into the back of his throat to stop himself from slapping the fuck out of that dude.
That Wile E. Coyote shit, bro. What? KG, it's time to grow up, though, right? Like, man. You really still this mad over that? That's not a good look at this point. You know what I mean?
Does it matter if it's a good look if that's how you really feel, though? If you're like, fuck this motherfucker forever, does it really matter how other people feel?
So it got to be fuck this motherfucker
Why
forever
not?
If it's fuck this motherfucker forever?
You don't feel that way about a handful of people? Because I do.
Listen, I don't hate a single person, but there's like 3,000 motherfuckers where I'm like, fuck them forever for multiple reasons. But yes, I do have those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some dudes that if it's my wedding, if it's they're putting me in the Hall of Fame, whatever, you see that person and you just, you're not here.
Yeah, like,
right.
Just not here.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about it, because what Tyler said is exactly right. Like, it's a family thing. It's a reunion when they get all those dudes together. And at least in my family, you have more than three people in a room, at least two of the people in there hate each other. So that's like,
really?
That's what Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving is supposed to be. One part of the table doesn't talk to the other part of the table, whatever the fuck it is. I love that shit. That was so funny to me.
Y'all be hating each other, y'all family?
We got a couple people who.
I mean, I guess we got the same shit. It's the same shit when I really think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
There's some cousins that you like. I fuck with them, but they don't fuck with each other. You know what I mean? You
the
know what's on site every time we see each other.
You have a TNT producer putting those two people next to each other for the photo.
Right. Trying to get that engagement up. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about Cleveland, John. You were in Cleveland, and you had the hot take of all hot takes from frozen Cleveland.
I am coming here less than 24 hours from Cleveland, okay? Yes, it was cold, but I'm standing on this. I was talking shit about Cleveland. I apologize. It's a nice little city. You know what I mean? Very friendly. Tyler. Very friendly. Let me finish my statement. Actually, fuck what I'm saying, really.
I just want to play you back everything you said to me after I said I like the skills challenge, starting with that's the whitest shit you ever said. I want to play all that back at you right now.
Look, G, I think it's a very inviting, what's that, skyline? Very inviting skyline. They have soldiers engraved into on the bridges.
This is a positive? You're listening to positives
just,
right
bro,
now.
It's interesting. It's interesting, okay. Right? You know, they got a... And then we get to real shit. They got a little popping bar scene. You know what I'm saying? Really friendly people. You know, and the food is really good. So, like, honestly, most... Like, I said this on Twitter. Most cities aren't vacation cities. Like, what cities do you really want to leave L.A. to go to? You know what I'm saying? Do we want to, you know what I mean? Not very many. So like, what do you look at when you go to most cities? What do you think? Are the people good? Is the food good? They got help, you know, is a drinking cool? You feel me? And that's what they got. It's a cool little Midwest city. The architecture's good, cool. It's growing. I saw a lot of construction. I like it. I'm not mad at it, bro. It reminded me of the crib. Maybe that's why, too. It reminded me of St. Louis a little
bit. Just homesick is what it was.
That's fine.
You were at a little dinky-ass Midwest town.
Bro, if I had to go work at Cleveland again, I wouldn't be sad. Well, Indianapolis, bro. I hit the gas leaving Indy, G. I was like, put this dumpster fire behind me, ashy-ass city.
Shelbyville-ass city.
Right. KD ankle-ass city, G. You feel what I'm saying?
shit. Bro, not a bottle of lotion in the entire place. Nigga, fuck that shit, G. Bro, I'm asking about lunch. Where can I go for lunch? They talking about some Subway. Subway? I'm new to your city, and that's where you tell me to go get lunch at? Where can I get some good lunch? Well, we got a Subway was just built around the corner. Bitch. Bro, you don't get that fuck out of here. I don't even like the way Subway smell. You know? Shit. I got PTSD from Subway. Get the fuck out of here. There's a Subway around the corner. $5 subs. $5 foot long. Man, I should have left it. Told me to eat a meatball sub, nigga. I'm an adult. I'm sorry. I don't eat those. The fuck?
Tyler's not going to ever physically recover. He's not going to physically recover from someone welcoming John by recommending a Subway.
What happened? Yo, tell us, Jackson.
I got tears in my eyes.
I have an almost identical story to that. But like mine, I wasn't in Indianapolis. I was in a place where there should be good food. I was in North Carolina, and I was like really excited to like get barbecue. My first time ever in North Carolina with my buddy, and we're staying at his like family friend's house. And they're like, oh, we'll take you to our favorite spot for dinner tonight. I'm thinking it's going to be some fucking amazing local spot, right? We pull up to Red Robin, bro.
This is the cutest Subway. Yeah.
No.
that goddamn onion ring tower and shit. They thought they spoke about
that's
shit.
Fine dining out there.
Like, I'm like 18 years old. I'm like, okay, like. Like, it's probably free dinner for me. Red Robin's not that bad. But I was really expecting us to go to some, like, real North Carolina, like, spot.
Right. They got beef ribs, you know what I'm saying? What do they call, like, a beef sandwich, a rib sandwich, and it's just ribs and fucking bread?
That's bullshit. What part of North Carolina are you in? This sounds like some Asheville shit, bro.
It was like Durham. It was like outside. It was like Chapel Hill, Durham time.
Durham is so black, bro. The whitest,
don't they got hella barbecue
the whitest
spots,
thing
though?
In Durham is Duke University. Durham is super black. That's the home of North Carolina Central. Like, Durham is black. That's wild. Oh, man.
The fact that you said Durham is that black makes me feel that much worse for being a Duke fan. Yes. I found the one white thing in Durham and rooted for it for damn near 20 years. That's some bullshit.
You didn't know any
nigga,
better,
fuck
man.
Me. I'm going to go back and slap the shit out of 10-year-old me, nigga, who fell in love with fucking Bobby Early.
Let me explain to you
I was
what
a bitch.
Segregation is, you little shit.
Right. Bro, you know how much shit you going to get for this at 25, nigga?
Did you guys watch the TNT or the TBS broadcast?
TBS. That was the one with Shaq and the I watched.
I was too high to know. I'm trying to think. I had
did
the
you
little
watch
side.
It with Shaq and them?
I had the side one. I had the side one.
Yeah.
So that's that was the TBS.
Yep.
Okay, that's when I was.
They gave us a fucking Greek mythology conundrum with that shit, because it's like Kevin Harlan that was on the TNT shit, best play-by-play guy. And then they gave us, like, the color crew was Wade and Reggie, which is like, fuck no. You know what I'm saying? And then on TBS, they gave us the best color crew guy with Chuck and Shaq and fucking Kenny, right? And I was like, wow.
They gave us Reggie.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, let me put it, it's like this. You know, for whatever reason, and this is one of the stupidest things that happens on Twitter when they do the what table would you sit at? Like, what a weird thing. Yeah. What a weird thing to ask that, about everything. It's like that. And I would say, for me, there's good people at in both parties, right? But Reggie on TV, to me, is the guy that is like, oh, he's going over there. I would just go to the other one no matter what.
Regardless of who's in the other one, it right. can't be worse. Right. That's some wild shit
you
to
gotta,
say about
you
got to
give me a finals or an Eastern or conference game 7. And Kevin Harlan and Reggie for me to be like, okay, I might need to go over there. Because Kevin Harlan is that good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, right? yeah.
Right?
So, that makes sense.
But
makes sense.
For an All-Star game, hell no. Nah. Get me the furthest.
But you're watching that
Reggie's
game
possible.
7, the ball goes through the bottom of the net, and I'm hitting mute. You know what I mean? I want Kevin Harlan, but without the Donovan Mitchell, this is your Kodak moment.
Fuck out of here.
Pictures with exist? A camera since 2007, dog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
This is your Kodak
moment.
When, They probably don't even use that anymore, Kodak. You feel me? Fuck out. He the only one still saying Kodak moment. Kodak, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Weird ass nigga.
Jeez.
Hey,
really,
bro, I got a question. I got a good question. Yeah. Good suit or bad suit, Draymond?
Bad.
Bad suit.
Bad suit. Okay. Chuck, bro, who was it, Chuck or Shaq in his ass up and was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that you got like the flag of the Trinidad and Tobago.
I think it was Chuck. He said he had a Trinidad. Was it Trinidad and Tobago? Was it fucking Turks and whatever the fuck?
I don't know. He lit his ass up and said he had that.
He said he got a Caribbean flag wrapped around
that man,
you.
He said that man had a two-nation, one island. One island flag suit, which was true as fuck. That's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, that's not my, I mean, I just, you know, well, okay, we do, so the only thing I was going to say
about, what are we talking
about? Hold on.
Where are we at? Hold on.
I'm trying to land the plane.
Mommy! I'm high and I'm tired. Please come get me.
I want more alternate broadcasts with fun people talking about sports. Yeah. I want more of it. I want it for every fucking sport. You might turn me into a Major League Baseball fan with that shit. Yeah. Get the right people talking shit, watching a baseball game together, and not this stuffy fucking shit. Like, it doesn't work anymore. That's kids are growing up on Twitch. Everyone's used to funny commentary on fucking everything. Make it fun. And if you want to, put those three dudes with Kevin Harlan and just have it change the ratio of good play-by-play to fun shit, that's cool. But you got to stop acting like people are tuning in for fucking Mike Tirico, bro. It's not happening.
Bro.
Put some funny fucking people on.
Can you believe he thought he was Italian? That nigga looked at that nigga face and said, I'm just one of the boys. Bitch, if you don't shut your weird ass up, bald head ass nigga. Horseshoe head ass nigga. You are a nigger, okay? Fuck you, me, dog. This motherfucker said he was Italian. Bitch, only thing sauce about you was that nose, motherfucker.
The biggest lie he gave was, I didn't know I wasn't Italian. People told me I wasn't. Motherfucker, you got called a nigga in fucking first grade, dog. Right. At the latest.
He looked around like, who we calling a nigga? Point the nigga out. Let's jump in.
Let's get that.
You got it, Jackson. You got to cut all this shit, bro.
This Bronx tail ass motherfucking Italian. Get him out of this shit. Why is he in our neighborhood?
You really?
Bro, don't cut this. No. Do not cut this. We keeping this shit.
Jackson, that brown ass fucking almond cashew of a human said that he didn't know he was black growing up. He said he said Italian treated him like he was Italian.
That brown Mooley, zinger no, thought he was a motherfucking
he never
gold
got
zinger.
A Mooley okay. Wasn't his brown ass cashew ass life. That's what he wants us to believe.
I'm telling you, he was looking around like, who they calling that?
I'm telling you. Where's the Mooley at?
Where is the Mooley at? It's foot to face for that motherfucker.
You brown bitch, we're going to get you.
Where's that
brown
face-ass motherfucker?
Where's that brown motherfucker with a complexion that people are saying looks like mine?
Oh, shit. That motherfucker.
He is either the biggest liar or the most oblivious person here. Who ever walked the planet. He's one of the two.
Bro, I read that shit and I'm like, damn, bro, you a movie character, G. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you mean? This ain't the 90s. This motherfucker really thought. Oh,
Jackson, are we cutting this?
No.
Nah, we gonna do this right.
If you're not cutting it, I won't make the joke. Okay, I'm not gonna make the joke I was gonna make. Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
And Mike's Italian. He know what time it is. Bro, anyway, let's
talk about
that. That brown ass man said he moved to the Italian world and never experienced. And never got called a mooly or a gambazuni or whatever the fuck.
Bro, did you never see niggas? He didn't know what black people were. Yo, he's like, who? Yo, he was like, black? What is that?
Yo, brown ass, man.
Motherfucker.
And look, bro, we seen them little peas on your goddamn weak ass shit you got going on your head. Right. That is not the remnants. Fucking way. Right. That shit is some nigga knots. On that motherfucker.
that dude had a fro.
And was like, he had a fro that he trimmed down.
Right. I'm just a little different. Nigga really thought he had vitiligo. Fuck me. That motherfucker didn't know he was a nigga. Looking at his face the whole time.
He's a liar, man.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. He either grew up in the biggest family of liars. Ever. And I'm more inclined to believe he's the biggest liar, because that's one person versus like 40 people who had to lie to him. Bro,
he didn't know he was black. Bro, that's not even a race, bro. It's your color of your skin, literally, dog. Bro, you can't not see that you're black. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we've been goddamn going in on Mike Tirico weak ass for like 15 minutes.
Black is definitely a race. I don't know what the fuck I was saying.
It's not even a race. It's exactly what it is.
Bro was exactly 40. What bro it was is. Like 46 years old saying, this is the first time I've heard of being called an Italian in my life.
What was he putting on his teacups and shit? His standardized test. What? White? Was he putting other? I'm Italian.
That motherfucker looked like Nate McMillan.
But honestly, y'all can keep that motherfucker. We don't want him, okay?
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing. We do not.
I got news for you. The Italians probably
not. He just didn't know it. He thought Mooley was his nickname. Mike the Mooley Tirico. My name's Mike, but my friends call me Mooley.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Mike the Mooley.
Oh, shit. Mike the Mooley Tirico. Oh shit, bro. We gotta keep this, bro. This is an old throwback Jigs and Jones pod, bro. This is before we got that cowherd money.
We ain't never going.
Jackson, clip this out and let us upload it with no context to the Patreon, bro.
No, we got Mike.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. You can't put this shit on the podcast, bro. Josh calling him the N-word with a R.
Bro, I've said that 17 laughing, times. I say the hard R 17 times. You can fucking podcast. This one ain't no different.
This one is different because you're talking about a white man.
Oh, man, it thinks he's a white man. I'm talking about a nigger. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a racial slur when you say it about an Italian man, bro. It's a racial slur.
I guess. Lord have mercy. We wild knows for sure. We do. All
right.
Let's have fun. Come on.
Let's.
Y'all getting 45 minutes out of me, so. Like,
okay, hold on.
We better keep this. We better keep that shit. Because. Right. Oh, shit.
That nigga brown as fuck saying he's bro. God damn.
He saw his face every day. How do you ignore that? He lied so good. He lied to himself and forgot he lied and told the lie to us and was like, oh yeah, I lied to myself when I was 7, nigga. I forgot I am black. What the fuck?
That man looks like Sherman Hemsley. And he viewed himself as Rocky Marciano in 76, Rocky 1, Sylvester Stallone. That's who he viewed himself as when he was 1987, fucking Sherman Hemsley.
Nigga, dog, Fuck you, me.
That motherfucker. Bro, your hairline receded in the way that only black men's hairline receded.
Bro,
white men
bro.
Do not have the fucking peninsula like
you
that
got
man.
The Carl Winslow hairline, G. You feel me? You know what I mean? The fucking golf in your motherfucking top of your head. That's how we do that, G. We the only ones that keep the horseshoe. You feel me? Bro, what's crazy is... I can't even say this. I'm talking about family. I was for the clown. We got it. Let's move on. Oh shit! That's a family
God
joke.
God damn, Terrico, you ain't.
Let's talk bro, about Jarrett Allen's
no,
fashion
no,
sense.
Hold up. One last thing. Terrico was such an outrageous human being that he sidetracked this entire podcast for like 20 minutes where we just couldn't believe that he was who we said he was. That was what we talked about for 20 minutes right here. We cannot believe you are who you say you are. You want us to believe that you are who you say you are. Like, we don't know which is more audacious. And we cannot reach a conclusion in 20 minutes on what was the most outrageous part of all of this.
Right, bro. Oh, shit. And we talk about so many outrageous things.
So
we argued over rats and squirrels. And this is the most outrageous shit that we talked about
we
in the podcast.
Know.
An actual man's life.
We didn't know if a whole family lied to this man or if this man just lied to a whole world.
Bro, right, like, drop the Netflix doc. We need 10 episodes.
The ESPN we need Swindler, 10 episodes. Bro. We need all this shit, man. God damn. Oh, no one called you a mooly in your whole ass. Italian black ass life. You brown as fuck too, dog. What if I told you this brown Italian never got called him?
Right. I told you we gonna ruin it. And Tyler, Tyler, we said we was gonna ruin this pod, didn't we? We said we was gonna ruin this episode. The episode is ruined. We did it. Congratulations. High five, my boy. We did it. We ruined it.
Let this bitch
man of our word. Men of our word, men of honor.
No, but seriously.
Lions over sheep.
Lions over sheep. Let this whole shit ride, because this is a fucking. This is fan service to the motherfuckers who are with us since 2015.
Right, right.
You feel
me? This is who they subscribe to. You feel me?
Okay, all right.
All right, back to regular.
Let's progress now here.
What's that, Bubba's? We really just did that.
Okay. A question. I'll do the next topic in the form of a question. Do you think that Toni Morrison's "The Bluest Eye" was written about Mike Tirico?
All right.
Let's talk about Jarrett Allen's outfit and whether it was the trashiest outfit ever or whether it's better to be comfortable than to be fashionable. John, you have opinions about clothes.
Mr. McFashion himself. Mr. Fire Shirt. I still stand on that shirt. Right. Fuck what everybody says. Anyway, what I think is, bro, I don't give a fuck what Jarrett Allen had on. Also, at the same time, though, like, bro, like, he looked like a substitute teacher. It's okay if we clown him. Ain't nobody coming to him personally. You just look goofy out there with them motherfucking IT shoes you got on, G. You feel what I'm saying?
Here's my whole thing. Did he look goofy? Or did he look like he was too rich to be dressing the way he was dressing?
He looked, I mean, to me, if I looked at that motherfucker dressed like that, I'm like, who this nigga in this thin-ass hoodie? You know what I mean? Like, that's a T-shirt, bro. Yeah.
That is an April hoodie.
I can see your insides through that hoodie, bro.
Yeah, that is not a February Cleveland hoodie, bro. That ain't a Cleveland hoodie,
you fucking?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it wasn't the worst I've ever seen. But also, I think them dudes that be dressing up like gunning them, that should be tacky. You know what I mean? Them big ass Balenciagas, them big ass shoes do not look good. You know what I mean? So I don't want them to do that. But at the same time, like,
don't look like you work the, you know, the line at Trader Joe's. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you want to look like that, I should be able to clown you.
It's a dude at the Long Beach Trader Joe's who wears that exact fit every Friday.
Bro, don't they give them shoes out when you, like, that's the first thing they give you? A Trader Joe's t-shirt?
The extra arch fucking support shoes.
Right. A thin-ass Trader Joe's fucking hoodie. Bro, I'm telling you. I mean, I think it was weird when people were, like, taking it so serious, right? Like, when you're, like, coming from, like, a moral standpoint of us clowning his clothes, dude, relax. It's a H&M fucking fit, you know. Like, when, like, let's not argue over $24, G. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, but so, what you get a dude like Jared Allen who doesn't fuck with anybody? Like, can we not protect some fucking sense of purity on the internet? You know what I'm saying? Can we not fuck with people who don't fuck with other people? Can we not do that?
Yeah, but it's when it's like y'all don't be paying y'all rent. Yeah,
that's
y'all,
stupid.
You know,
okay, that's stupid. Yes.
Come on, man. It ain't that big of a deal.
That is fucking clapping.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
This guy is clapping back.
Right. And sometimes, nigga, you still want them Jordans, even though you broke. You just got to, you know, push it off to an. I've done it when I was a broke boy, too. I was stealing Jordans in college and shit. But yeah, so that was weird. But I hear what you're saying, though. Like, nobody bothers them. I didn't get no jokes off with them. You know what I mean? So but I'm not mad at the jokes. I laughed at them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let the 16-year-olds talk their shit.
And some of it was 16-year-olds. Some of it was people doing the, you know, I don't know. You're right. The most tiresome shit is the, this is how, you know, rich people dress. You know, Mark Zuckerberg.
No, it's not.
$20. Like, no, Mark Zuckerberg wears $400 shirts that look like $20 shirts.
Bro, they wear Common Projects like they're fucking slippers.
They have
abs that's
sewn onto the inside of them.
Bro, rich people live richly. Fuck what you mean. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I am in favor of people dressing as comfortably as possible at all times, and I appreciated him being like, I don't give a fuck. But I was on his side until he said, what do they want me to do, wear a $5,000 chain?
He don't know he rich yet, dude. He don't know what rich means. Like, bro, you're soon to be worth 100 mil. You know what I mean? You finna get a bag. Yeah. You are a good basketball 5, player.
5,000.
You know what I mean?
5,000 ain't shit. You should be wearing a $400,000 chain that looks like some fucking $10 shit out of Claire's. That us broke motherfuckers wouldn't know is a $400,000 shit. Like, that's how you should really flex on us. You know?
It's gold that's been passed through the intestines of a billionaire. Like, some, you know, like, yeah. It's a regular-looking gold chain, but it actually was mined on Jupiter or whatever the fuck.
Ocho Cinco got it right. He said, yeah. I buy my shit from Claire's. What you gonna say I ain't got it? You know what I mean? Like, are you gonna know if they the real ones or not? I do got some real ones, but I got some from Claire's. Who to say that, you know... You know, you got a diamond checker on you. You feel me? Like, so I would play it that way. You know what I mean? But I don't. It's not a big deal.
作为父母，我们尽己所能在这场疫情中保证孩子们的安全。现在我们有了确保他们更安全的最佳工具。咱们所能做的最为重要的事，就是为孩子接种疫苗来预防 COVID-19。疫苗已经被证明对满5周岁的孩子是安全有效的。联系您孩子的医生。或访问 myturn.ca.gov 来查找您附近的疫苗，由 The California Department of Public Health 带来。
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
College basketball championship season is approaching, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers can place their first college basketball bet risk-free up to $1,000. Bet college basketball any way you like. I cover Long Beach State and the Big West, so I have a lot of insight into them, but I'm certainly rooting for UCLA. So as they're getting ready to go into the Pac-12 championship, that's a team that I'll be looking at. Take a chance at a same-game parlay bet. Jump into the action with live betting or bet with big promotions like Odds Boost. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up with promo code JANJ to get your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code JANJ. That's J&J. Make the college basketball championships mean more on FanDuel Sportsbook. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. All right, let's talk about. I'm very excited to talk about this. Let's talk about Juwan Howard.
Yes, Mike. First off, when I'm asking white people shit, don't respond, bro. I'm not asking you. I'm asking white people. Okay. First off, but dog, what was weird to me?
I had a friend in high school, and I hope that this will not make sense related to any previous segments on the podcast. I had a black friend in high school who, if people called me white, would get very angry and would be like, "Mike is Italian. He's not white."
There's a difference.
Don't call him white. Don't call him white. We don't hang out with white kids.
Right. He was mad. He wasn't mad about you. He was mad about him. I don't got no white friends. I got an Italian friend. But what was we talking about? I'm high. I'm still high, y'all. I really forgot what we was talking about.
Juwan Howard. I brought up Juwan Howard, okay, and then you mentioned that I responded to a tweet I should not have responded to.
I straight up forgot, bro. It would have taken me forever to come back to that. Thank God for you, Mike. But anyway, what was weird to me was when a homie called it a punch. And, like, I was like, do white people have a word for this? Because maybe he's confined to punch because there's no word in white people's dictionary for mush. Because that was definitely a mush. If it's open face and there's a push at the end, it's a mush. There's not enough room for a slap. You know what I mean? It wasn't a punch because it wasn't closed fist. It was just closed fist.
If you're handing out suspensions, is a mush above or below a slap in terms of seriousness?
I think it's below. Because a slap that pow, that makes you, that looks, and the visuals and the way it sounds is kind of different.
A mush, see, here's the whole thing. It's like a cultural kind of misunderstanding here with this shit. Because if you smack a motherfucker, you are low-key hoping you catch that motherfucker off guard, right? You're low-key hoping that you put them at a disadvantage to where some shit pops off. They're like, oh, shit.
Because you want to fight. Yes. You definitely want to fight if you smack somebody.
A mush is, I've been so fucking sick of you. I am going to mush your face, and if you swing at me, we can fight. But if not, either way, you're a bitch, and I don't want to fight you. I just want to let you know I'm sick of your shit, right? Like, that's what a mush is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not trying to fucking put someone at a disadvantage because you're ready to fight when you mush someone. You're just sick of them at that moment.
With him, yeah, I'm gonna say you are really disgusted. Yes. That's a get away from me.
Get the fuck away from
you. You know what I mean? Get the fuck up. But I think a mush is more disrespectful because I'm not scared of you at all.
Right.
I can literally push you in your face. Because a mush, you don't want to fight. You're just trying to let somebody know what time it is.
It's not for confrontational, it's dismissive.
It's dismissive. Yes. It's dismissive. A slap is disrespectful because a punch would be the most respectful.
I'm with whatever you want to make this.
Well, you would. Hey, this. I'm on whatever, right?
And let's take it there, but I'm down. For me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Get out of my. And I think he did it to the. It was because it was assistant coach. It's like, bitch, you shouldn't even be talking to me, bro, bitch. You know what I mean? Who are you? I'm Juwan Howard. Get away from me. He was like the pastor that hit that nigga with that.
He was faith healing him. He was trying to get the goiter out of him.
Get the goiter.
I think, like, there's something to, there's
fucking
I just
John.
Got the craziest crap in my hamstring.
I'm
too old to be wilding out like this, dude.
I miss.
My body just told me what time it was. My body just mushed me.
Jackson's gonna mush me for saying this, but I do miss nighttime Jenkins and Jones recording. I will.
We
say.
Used to be wild.
It's a little bit of a different. It's a little bit of a different energy when we're recording at 1 o'clock in the morning, Tyler's time.
For sure. Yeah.
But there's something textbook about what Juwan Howard did, though. That I think the mush when people are trying to break it up, and you just see the opening, and you reach through and go, "All I can do is push you in the fucking cheekbone," and that's what
and
I'm
taking
do.
What I have. Yes. You know what I mean? Because you could, if you punched them, you wouldn't have got your issue off, but you would have got suspended further. The mush was the best decision, and you see, he started with the punch, and then opened the hand and just pushed. He really wanted to bink that motherfucker. He caught himself.
He kinda Tyler said he kind of grabbed at his face, too.
Right.
After he saw the mush was happening, he was just grasping. hoping he got some of that motherfucker's face meat.
He did the face-off move. He did the face-off move from face-off. He tried to take his face off.
What I love, though, is he got face and a little bit of the top of the head, too. Like, that made it funnier. Like, this nigga's head is bigger. He could palm your shit, bro. Sit your ass down trying to be tough. It ain't worth it. Right, bro. Come on, G.
That'll make you rethink some things. Did
you saw how he
touched the top of my head?
He was mad,
my jaw?
But he also was more easily being pushed away out of the circle after that, too. Bro.
Well, and then, people have been tweeting all day. One of the players from Wisconsin tweeted, you know, like, "I'll go to war with my boys any day."
And he ain't throw a single lick. That motherfucker might as well have had his hands tied behind his back the whole time. He was clearing niggas out with his head. Motherfucker was in there, right? I'll go to war.
War.
Bro, you ain't even push a nigga. You ain't even push a nigga. You was scared shitless. Are you fucking kidding me? That motherfucker never been more scared in his life. Getting thrown around in a mosh pit talking about he going to war, nigga. You was getting bullied in there. He's a teenager. God damn.
He might be in his early 20s.
Maybe. You know, let's look up this age.
Wisconsin keep them goddamn fucking seventh year dudes, though. That motherfucker might
be 28.
He might be a 20-year-old.
He came back from his Mormon mission. You know what I mean? He's fucking 36.
Well, it's like anytime a BYU team comes to Long Beach State and these dudes walk in there with a fucking wife and three kids, and you're like, he's trying to feed his family on this volleyball court. This is different.
Knocking the air out the fucking volleyball, G. Bro, he out there scrapping, G. What the fuck you mean?
He likes playing volleyball because it's his alone time. You know what I mean?
Right. He get to leave the house and play volleyball. He get to go to school.
Oh, shit.
Well, we've been clowning the fuck out of everyone tonight, man.
Shout out to Salt Lake, G.
Okay, let's hold on. Shout out to Utah. I got two more. Oh, yeah, you're going to Salt Lake City for All-Star next year, Bubba.
Fuck. Bro, I heard they can't even drink out there. Weed probably still a violent act.
They pull my dad.
Criminal act.
They pulled my dad over in Salt Lake City for smoking a cigarette, bro.
Cigarette. God
bro,
that state is a big ass Footloose movie, bro.
Can you even curse in Utah?
He said it's Footloose a state.
What the fuck? You can't do shit out there, huh? You can't do anything that brings you joy that you can keep to yourself out there, motherfucker.
Hey, Jackson, did you catch that fly? You just grabbed it. I know this motherfucker. You really thought you was going to catch a fly with your bare hands? Okay. I'm like, this nigga think he...
you guys have stupid flies at the
house? No, they ain't as fast, man.
The ones that look like their ass is too big.
They live like a day and a half. It ain't the week long ones. It's the ones that live like 36 hours.
Red fast die young flies.
bro, look it. You know the week long ones be ready to die? Because they'll do some shit like land on your nose.
And look at you.
Where you can't ignore them.
They'll swivel their head at you.
They're like, please kill me. Please. I'm a fucking fly, nigga. Please get me out of here. Can you believe this bullshit?
bro. I'm doing they got two me things. Landing on doodle.
I'm, doing one of
I'm
two
landing
things.
On doodle.
I'm either finding out if there's a heaven or I'm finding some poop to eat.
Right. Please. Bro. Please. I'm talking about land on your nose. You fucking cross-eyed staring at the fly. I'm like, you really don't want to be here, do you? You just committed suicide, G.
Jesus Christ. If I was a fly, I would too, though. Fuck that. I wouldn't want that life.
Woo. All right. I want to talk about the apology that I'm owed for being a skills challenge fucking stan. Was the skills challenge? Was it not?
It was a new format. You were a fan of the old format. And you said it's the best part of All-Star Weekend. You said your favorite part. You said it's your favorite part.
I said, quote, I actually like the skills
challenge.
Run the and
fucking
then you,
tape. And then you said it's my favorite part. I rolled
your
my
favorite
eyes,
city, Cleveland, and back.
I rolled my eyes because you said you thought you liked it. And then in the middle of me rolling my eyes, you said it's actually my favorite part. And that's when I said, that's the whitest shit you've ever said your fucking life. You know what I mean?
Did the
That's
dunk contest said, not suck ass?
Bro, they had a you, I don't know if you saw the stats. The shooting percentage in the dunk contest was lower than the 3-point contest. It was like 28% in the fucking in the dunk contest.
We ain't seen
bro.
one and done after that my whole motherfucking night. God
bro,
damn.
Jalen Green just upset me, bro.
Beautiful
Dunking
head
NFTs.
Of hair. But god damn, oh. What the fuck were bro, you doing
had
out
to
there?
Say that. I have to say that.
That hair is not ignore hair is that. Beautiful. Let's be honest.
Beautiful.
I was envious of that. Of that mane.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Just flowing.
When I see these boys with these two strands and shit, I'd be like, man, I wish I still had the hairline for it. I'd be like, back in my day, you know what I mean? But yeah, good head of hair. But dunking NFT just ain't it, bro. But maybe the head of hair is good enough for you. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful mane.
All right, I'm gonna look in the camera. Hold on, let me adjust my ring light. I'm gonna look in the camera. Wait, Jackson, is this good? Tell me when it's good.
You so blown out. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
What the fuck are we about to do?
We
I'm gonna look in the camera.
You probably need to clean your screen
a
little bit.
Here's our social. This is the social clip for the At the Volume Sports. It is inexcusable that the dunk contest is such a steaming pile of shit every year. It's one of the two most exciting things in sports. I have covered 5,000 basketball games in my life, and never in history. From high school to college to the NBA, when someone dunks a basketball, does the whole crowd fail to get excited except for the NBA dunk contest, which we all sit around and go, how is this so bad? You have a collection of the greatest physical freaks of nature in the history of our
this
species.
This man just punched his desk.
In the history of our species. And you cannot get four dudes to go dunk a basketball that's exciting to people. It's totally nuts. I don't understand it. They have to find a way to fix it or don't do it. Like, have people,
Is that point where it's that bad? Don't do
agree,
it?
Have people sign up to do it and then let the fans vote. Is someone in here exciting enough for actually us to actually tune in and watch this? If
we're
not,
passing on the dunk contest
it back,
this year,
bro. No, thank you. But I love Tyler's idea. Let Rudy Gobert stand there and let people power dunk on him like it's a carnival ride. Okay, let it be YouTubers versus NBA or dudes so that there's some kind of pride on the line. But it has to be something better than this to where people aren't watching the actual All-Star game saying. Ja Morant just won the dunk contest the night after it ended.
Hey, you saw what happened when they asked me when they said he should do it. He said the 10 feet's too low. They got to do an 11 feet to get Ja Morant.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Such a stunt.
To dodging some shit that you know you can't
push it away, right?
Like, some shit that will never help you that you know you're gonna be playing a fucking uphill battle on.
I think the thing is, like, because the allure is gone, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like we don't really trip off it as much. I think it died with what was it, Nate, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it died when he – like, that
the
shit
Levine
was weak.
Gordon, I mean, you know, the Levine Gordon that's, one, that's to the, me, that was the last
I think that's the best one, but I think it
– I
think
it was
been,
gone at that point.
It's been trash more than good. We only seen two good ones in the last 10 years since Nate.
I mean, keeping it a buck, Vince's 2000 dunk contest, that was the last time we saw a major star. And depending on how you view Dwight, but a major star, you know, in the dunk contest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, in the last 10 years, he's only seen two good ones. You feel? Yeah. They used to be, like somebody said, we used to buy pizza. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fucking get sodas, treats. It was a fucking, like, if you didn't watch the dunk contest, like, bro, who the fuck, what type of nigga are you when you go to school the next day? You know what I mean?
Be completely honest. If next year the dunk contest lineup came out and it was Bron, Giannis, but you wouldn't go nuts. If it was Bron, Giannis, if it's like four big names, you wouldn't be going fucking ape shit for the dunk contest.
If it's like a healthy Zion, there's this list of healthy Zion, maybe LaVine jump back in there.
Ja
and Gordon.
Giannis, like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? That will go crazy. The big guys dunking like, you know, I don't win. When
but
Howard
put
won.
Put some names in it. That's
some
my
names,
point.
Some names.
Because Dwight Howard was Dwight Howard, like, that's the last superstar.
Bro.
Vince
niggas
Carter's
out here,
the
niggas
last
Niggas out
superstar?
Here dunking in Tim's. bro, put some Tim's on. Like, we was supposed to. Nigga, we started NBA Street 2004, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, dog. Old ass shit.
I'm selfish. I have a kid who's falling in love with basketball. It's an all-star weekend. I want a dunk contest that's fucking exciting, that has big names doing cool shit.
The names are more important
than the cool shit, bro.
I don't know if you're gonna get one of those except like every other 10 years after, because fucking LaVine and Gordon felt like a leap in evolution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think we're gonna get that every year. We might get that 10 years from now. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing to me is, like, that's what I've come to realize. Because we talked about this, like, a month before the All-Star game. Talking about, like, people dunking from the free throw line. It's not that big of a deal anymore. That's fair. But a top-name dude going against another top-name dude, I think that hits the reset button on, oh, wow. Like, let's see what these two dudes that we actually are invested in that have fan bases of their own, like, let's see what they can do. And bring the competitiveness and the stakes back to it in that way.
I'd rather them replace the dunk contest with that rock and jock ass shit when, like you know what
the
I'm saying? Deion Sanders and shit. When Deion Sanders was competing against fucking, you know what I'm saying? You know, like Carter's, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that would be better, seeing like other athletes compete. Like that one the long jump dude. He was going like, that shit was crazy. Like, let's do that, because that seemed fun. But so all we're there is for fun. And it just hasn't been fun. You know what I mean?
You know what Magic said about the difference between,
I would
like
say this though. 2020 was fun. 2020 was fun. Wade might have ruined it. It might be on Wade. Some people said it was on Wade. Aaron Gordon, because Aaron Gordon will never go jumping it again after this.
Yeah.
Some people said it's on Bron, because he was like the first superstar that was like, no.
I'll be honest with you. I love LeBron James. I put a lot of it on Bron. I get it. Because he was, for 10 years, he would have been one of the best dunkers ever. And for whatever reason it was, I mean, I'm not going to put one of the conspiracy theories on his head or whatever. For whatever reason it was, he didn't do it.
And he's an in-game dunker, honestly, though. He's an in-game dunker. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's just – I mean, I'm not acting like he wasn't staring into the fucking rim. Let me stop lying. He should have did it. Bro, yeah, come on. Like 2009, 2010, that dude was a freak.
Bron is masterful at risk analysis and knowing what battles he should fight. You know what I mean? And he knew that there was nothing to gain from the dunk contest, which is why the Warriors coming out of –
something to lose, though.
The something to gain was for basketball for the NBA. And it was not for Bron. And in every other regard, I respect that he's about what's best for Bron, will be good for basketball. But in this regard, it's been a major disservice, in my opinion. Because John's exactly right. That was the only shit – I didn't watch the fucking – I didn't care about the All-Star game as a kid. I care about the dunk contest, bro.
You know what was actually better than the All-Star game as a kid? The rookie sophomore
skills
game.
Contest.
No, the rookie sophomore game, because they was really going. This nigga here will never. But no, the rookie sophomore game was fun as hell back in the day. Do you remember like the young cats doing like they was going way more crazy? Like they were more like caught up in the fact it was All-Star than like, you know, Grant Hill, who'd been in it for fucking 100 years straight since his rookie year. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if we want to take it further back, like the motherfucking mascot dunk contest was the best shit of the 90s. We got Hugo the Hornet versus fucking
yes.
versus the fucking Suns Gorilla with Willow Bay from Inside Stuff on the call. That was the best shit of the fucking, you know, All-Star Weekend in 94. You know what I'm saying? But I'm being old as fuck here, so don't mind me.
I love, no, yes. but you're right. I love that. I love that. You know, just bring something back, man.
Just like, bring the fun back. Something. Yes. Something's got to be done to make it fun, G. It just ain't that. It's a bad product.
It's a bad product. let's last thing on the list, because I know you guys are both ready to not be podcasting.
I'm gonna get higher and just go to sleep.
I need Tyler's just straight to the mic rant about the viral video clip of the guy who only grills steaks with molten lava.
Oh, this motherfucker. Look, bro. Look. I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all and tell y'all that, you know, y'all know where I'm coming from, because y'all know I'm a grill master. I believe that low and slow indirect heat smoke is the best way to cook cut of meat, right? But I also
I know that you do believe
low
that.
And slow. Low yeah, we tasted yes. the low and slow.
The
you feel me?
Yes. Yeah,
the Perrier sorry, Jackson. Method. Yes.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, but
throw you on the list in 365 days, brother.
He owes me.
You just missed it.
He owes us a sourdough. He owes everyone a sourdough.
But you know, I and so with that said, you can imagine how me seeing, you know, some fucking direct heat cooking this shit for forever on a high temperature, like that was some shit. I was like, no, motherfucker, like we are not doing this today. Not here, not now. You know what I'm saying?
This motherfucking Tyler.
I'm a motherfucker right now about this shit.
Mad as hell, right?
But look, my whole thing here is this, like, I'm not against the whole cooking meat, you know, on a high temperature, because there's some merit to that. Like, I'm someone who loves a fucking, like, a flash fried steak every now and then, where you just throw that bitch on a high skillet and, you know, on like 3 minutes on each side, and you get that crispy, crunchy char and shit. Like, I fuck with that every now and then. But this shit is like high temperature, extended period of time. And there is no merit of cooking meat from that shit. That shit is going to be disgusting. Like, they cut that steak open, that bitch is like a pork chop, bro. Like, there was no juice in that bitch at all. That shit was gray as fuck. No fucking juice. Like, no, you can
he flash jerkied it.
Yes. You can either do, you know, slow and low for a long time, or hot and high for a very short time. And they did hot and high for a long time. And that's the worst fucking combination you can do for cooking meat. So I do not fuck with that guy at all. And for one, where the fuck, that shit don't even look like molten lava. Like, you cannot just have lava on hand because you're depending on volcano eruptions for that. That was like some fucking molten steel shit he was pouring on that shit. You feel me? So,
oh,
yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I was like, where's the volcano at, nigga? Right. You a Sears.
Yeah. So, you feel me? So that's super disgusting. This motherfucker putting fucking a fucking melted down fucking Thunderbird engine on your fucking steak. Right? So why are we even doing that to begin with, bro? No, none of that shit was cool, man.
Right. All right. He gets our hot booger boy of the week. Thank you so much to everyone for listening to the show. Jackson, thanks for staying up past your bedtime with us. We appreciate it.
We was talking shit to Jackson like 2 hours before we even started recording. I know he's sick of our shit right now, bro.
You saw I just quoted what he said, timely manner. I just knew. Let's just highlight this and move on.
So we got another one. It's good.
Jack's like, please don't do this, John.
Sure.
What a sweetie pie. What an absolute sweetie pie. All right, we'll be back in the middle of the week. Bye.
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 When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat.
Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.